Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. We have initiated this ministry of a 5-minute devotional that you can access at any time during the day. Take it in the morning and during the day and the evening on your way home in the car, however you want to do it, as a way to get started in your daily quiet time or a way to enhance your daily quiet time. This, of course, is in no way supplemental to the regular preaching of God's Word in your life. So be sure and be in a solid local church that preaches God's Word. If you're in the Birmingham area and you haven't found one yet, come and visit us at Briarwood. But be under the preaching of the Word, because faith comes by hearing. You're saved by faith and you live by faith. And faith comes from hearing the Word of God. So that's crucial. And so where are we going now? Well, we're going to do the book of Ephesians, and I want to just do the opening verses and make a couple of comments for you. And we'll be working our way in the coming weeks through this wonderful epistle that declares the preeminence of Christ and the prominence of Christ's church. Opening verses, identify the author and give us the audience and give us the address. Here it is. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, there is the opening salutation to this letter to the Ephesians. Now, actually, we say it's a letter to the Ephesians, but actually we know that it was circulated to the daughter churches of the church at Ephesus as well. And if you want to see something similar to this, you go to the book of Revelation, where the first of the 7 churches is the mother church, Ephesus, and then 6 other churches. And by the way, there's probably about another 6 churches that were planted out of Ephesus, probably in Asia Minor, were about 13. The father that the Lord used to give birth to these churches, as well as Ephesus, was Paul. Now, who is Paul? He says one thing. He says, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ, or of Christ Jesus. Paul loves to reverse Jesus and Christ. When he speaks of Jesus coming to be the Christ, he'll say Jesus Christ. When he speaks of Jesus and his victory, he reverses it and he says Christ Jesus. So this is in the name of the victorious Christ. He is an apostle. By the way, he says, it's not my will. It's God's will. I didn't seek this. He sought me and he called me. That's the way it is with every believer. First of all, he seeks you by his grace, and his sovereign grace brings you from death into life, and then he calls you to the way that he has gifted you to serve. And that's what he did with the Apostle Paul. And then, having given us the author, the religious terrorist who was made by God's grace into a saint of God and into a preacher, proclaimer, and evangelist, writes to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. So how does he identify believers? As the saints means the set apart ones. Which one is he primarily directing this to? He's directing it to the saints in Ephesus. And he declares them not only saints by God's appointment, but as faithful in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is faithful to make us faithful. After giving himself as the author and the audience identified as the saints who are faithful in Christ Jesus at Ephesus, he then gives us the address. Grace to you and peace. That's the way I do all of my letters. I open them with this salutation. Just learned it from Paul. Grace and peace. Justice is when God gives us what we deserve. Mercy is when he withholds from us what we deserve. Grace is when he gives us what we don't deserve. So he says, may God give you what you don't deserve, because in mercy he withheld from you what you do deserve, and in justice he placed upon Christ, who took for you what you deserve, that you might have mercy and grace. And because of that, we've got peace. We not only have peace with God, we've got the peace of God, because we've got peace from God. Peace from God, Jesus Christ is the one who has made our peace. The peace from God gives us peace with God, and the peace with God gives us peace in God. Here's what Jesus said, in the world you have tribulation, but in me you have peace. Take courage, I have overcome the world. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. And who gives you this peace and grace? The Lord Jesus Christ. That's another slice of fresh bread. Join us tomorrow. We'll be looking at the great doxology in the book of Ephesians.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.